Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast, where we share your stories of all of the questionable and incredibly entertaining decisions that you've made in life. Your tour guides for this amazing ride are me, Shit Show Shauna, and my partner in crime, the dazzling Diva. Now grab yourself a cold beverage, sit back, and celebrate the fact that you're not the only one out there making bad decisions. Now let's go.
Well, hello, Double D. Earl, you look so good today. I'm going to call you Double Dazzle.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm awesome. I just got back from Vegas. So yeah. I'm still 4 days later, still hungover.
Oh, that'll happen. Oh. That'll happen. Yeah, we call that being jet lagged.
You're right, right. Wink, wink.
So, Double D, I have a little surprise for you today. It's a little surprise, but it's a big surprise. Let me introduce you to Luscious Lucy.
Hi.
Hello, Luscious Lucy.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, so Miss Luscious Lucy, double L, Lucy, whatever we want to call her, she is here today with us to tell us her own story in her own words.
Yes.
So I'm excited. But first, do you have any scoop to give us from Vegas? What happened? Any shenanigans, tomfoolery, debauchery? Anything along those lines?
How about the shenanigans were we were coming out of dinner at the same time Adele's concert was letting out. And one of those Adele bitches, and I'm calling them bitches because they got tickets and I didn't. So one of those Adele bitches tried to steal our Uber.
Did you go, hello?
Hello, get your ass out my Uber. So my friend had to chase the Uber down.
No. And,
really, she was chasing the Uber and yank the door open, and she's like, who are you here for? And you know, the Uber was like, I'm here for Fifi. And she looked at the people in the back and she was like, get out,
you're not Fifi. Who are you? Imposters,
don't fuck with Fifi's Uber.
Right. Fifi this bitch.
yes
Wow.
So that was pretty much the exciting moment of my Vegas trip.
Man, that's dedication. You got to have a friend like that who's going to chase down the Uber. Because I'd be like, nah, spilt milk, fuck it. Mm.
Exactly. Let's call another one. But we have been waiting for that one for 45 minutes because, like I said, our timing was bad with our dinner letting out at the same time as Adele's concert. So we would have been so screwed.
Yeah, but your friend really set fire to the rain on that
one. She saved the day. Oh, she saved. BB saved the day.
Way to come through. Go, baby. All right. Well, Lucy, what about you? Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Tell us how you're doing, et cetera.
Well, I'm doing great. I'm in cosmetology school, so I've just been learning how to cut hair. But I don't know. I don't even know how to.
Okay. Well, I will say you're leaving out an important part.
I am. I'm a bartender.
You're a bartender. How we met.
Yes. Yes.
Because I
drink a lot. Our favorite people in the world.
Right.
Yes. I
drink a lot. You pour a lot of drinks.
We're
a good combination.
I pour them up. People love it.
Yeah.
I look good. We're good.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah.
All right. And how's your week been so far?
Good. Actually, it's been really, really good. I'm going to a concert tomorrow, so I'm super excited. I'm going to see Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg.
Do you have all of your wacky tobacco ready for the concert?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I do.
Pre-rolled, loaded in the chamber, ready to go.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm so excited.
Ready to smuggle it in the old cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the
other parts.
In the prison wallet.
Yep.
Yep. Keister that shit. You're not going to look there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Usually I get it into the boobs, though.
Oh, yeah. You got the equipment to hide some.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of doobies hiding in those boobies.
Works. Yes, it is.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No all right.
Well, Lucy, rumor has it you have a story for us today.
I have a couple stories for you.
Excellent. All right.
So
let's hear the first one.
One is about the couple that I met and had a little fun with for the first time ever. My first couple had my cherry popped.
Is that like a decoupling?
I mean, like, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. I met him on Instagram, which is like the new thing now. Everybody's on the internet. So he messaged me. We'll call him Ken. Messaged me on Instagram. And I don't know, we just got to talking. And then eventually he was like, I have a girlfriend, you know, just so you know, she knows about all this that we've been talking about. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And what, cool. Were y'all talking dirty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all have been talking. How long had y'all been talking before he copped to having your girlfriend?
It had been a little while, like I think about a month or two. And then finally,
oh, that's a long time.
Yeah,
that's a lot of conversations.
Nudes had been sent, like sent nudes to each other and everything.
No way.
So yeah, it was pretty deep and heavy up in it. And then he told me, and I wasn't mad, but I was just like, that's a little, okay, a little weird.
Some of us would call that potentially a red flag.
Yes.
But you know, some of us use red flags as signs to run away. Some of us charge like a fucking bull with that red
flag. Yes, exactly. I'm a charger. Yeah. I'll charge right at it. I'm like, oh, interesting. What can I do with this?
Piqued my interest.
Very, very interesting.
Exactly.
So, when he told me it was a little weird, but he also wanted to meet up too and talk more about it. So I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah. We should meet up. Let's do it.
Well, he wanted to meet up and talk more about his girlfriend or what?
Well, meet up and like talk about the situation at hand. Cause I was like, well, I don't really know how to react to this because you're just kind of putting this on me. So I don't know what to say. Like, and he was really nice about it. And he was like, well, we can go to coffee and have and talk about it, you know, and
okay,
see how you feel about it. Just get more of an idea of what I'm trying to have with you and not necessarily her. He was more referencing that he wanted to have like a secret relationship with me and not really have her in it. So I was like, okay, well, let's just go see.
You were pretty far in just for just being a month. Like he must have really been a hot piece of ass.
I don't know. I thought he was cute. Like he was kind of like big and muscular and just
beefy.
He was very tall. Like when we met, I was like,
and then,
So this reminds me of a term I learned the other day, and y'all might laugh when you hear this because I am now surprised I didn't know it, but sneaky link.
So he
wanted you as a sneaky link.
Or
potentially, we don't know yet, he wanted to discuss
that vibe though, but he still wanted to discuss it, and I was like, okay, well yeah, let's see really what you're gonna talk about.
Okay.
And so
and you were cool being a sneaky link.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for anything serious. I was like,
no judgment. No judgment.
You know? Yeah. And wait, for the listeners, a sneaky link is somebody you have on the side that you bone on occasion.
Yes.
And it's just secret.
Usually if it's good, it lasts for a little while, but I was going to put them in my pocketbook. I have, you know, a couple sneaky links.
Add them to your roster. Yeah. You're going to add them to your roster.
Yeah. When one's on the injured reserve, you got to call the other
one. Yeah. One of them pisses
me off.
Call
the other one. Yeah.
I'll go to the other one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's usually how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I digress. I had to throw that in there.
No, you're good.
Please continue.
We met up at oh my God. Okay. So he wanted, like I said, coffee. And this place was called Perky Cups. And I didn't put two and two together. I was like, whatever. Perky
Cups. That's a cute name for a coffee shop. Yeah.
Yeah. And I pulled up and like, it was in a gas station parking lot, which gave me what the hell vibes.
Yeah.
And it was like, I walked out, I got out of the car, I told him I was there. I was walking up and the only two people that were sitting outside of the coffee shop were like these two guys that looked like they literally just got out of prison or they hit like I hit a meth or something. Like they just looked like they should not have been at a coffee shop. Like that's not what I would have expected walking up.
So did they look like they just got out of prison because their butt cheeks were clenched really tight?
Yes, or? Very, very clenched. And they looked like I was walking up to the door and they were like, what the hell is she doing? Like walking up to this place. And I was like, oblivious. I'm just gonna walk right in. And I walk in and there is a naked barista behind the counter. I was like, no nipple pasties, no nothing. She was bare puss tit, bare naked, like just straight naked.
The bare puss over your coffee and cream? Bare claws?
Yep.
Bare puss and bare claws?
I mean, I don't want pubes in my coffee.
No, like, no, thank you.
I don't know.
It's very weird. She had like these tights on, like, and it was just all see-through, like, you know, the really like fishnet tights.
Like a body stocking.
Body, yes. Yeah. But it was,
oh my goodness, 100%
see-through, like nothing. Oh, like, I wonder, nipples were poking out of like the holes of the fishnets. Ding. Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess that can still count as a work uniform. I mean, you know, what are the requirements for work uniforms?
About it. Like, this poor girl is like alone with these crazy ass, like perverted ass men coming in to get a coffee and watch her make coffee naked. Like, that's fucking crazy to me.
Maybe,
like,
that's her kink.
Maybe, you know, hey.
Maybe. Whatever. Yes, serving coffee nude to parolees.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And they're like, excuse me, ma'am, can you serve me that as an enema instead? Thank you.
But we talked about, you know, the whole situation. And honestly, we didn't really touch on it much. We really just got to know each other more. Like, he told me a lot about himself.
Wait, okay, wait. So when he got there, is this like his regular spot? Like, is that, like, he goes through there every
he
morning?
He walked in and was completely unfazed.
On his way to work?
Completely unfazed.
Oh, he was just like, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. He was like, oh,
so that's
okay.
His regular spot.
It had
that's
to
that's where
been.
He gets his
I think he
every,
knew. He had
day.
To have known
yeah.
that was.
Oh, his, yeah.
Yeah.
He walks in, nods. Hey, Sarah, I'll have my usual.
Exactly.
Your tits look good today.
How you Vente, been? Vente.
Keep up the good work. Looking perky today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but I mean, I felt like it was a test. Like, he was testing me too to see if I was comfortable around like a naked woman, which I mean, I am. Like, I'm a naked woman. Like,
you
what,
are?
Yeah.
Not right now.
Not at this moment.
No,
I can't.
No. Yeah, no.
Give me enough tequila.
Give me 30 more seconds.
Yep, I'll do it. But no,
I mean, that'll be our anniversary show. It'll be a naked show.
There we go. I love it.
That's perfect. Call me for that one.
The look she just gave, like, you're dead ass. You're like, call me for that one.
Seriously, I'm not fucking kidding.
Got to. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. But we talked, got to know each other. And then I finally had asked him, I was like, so what are you like looking for? And he was like, well, really, you know, I'm just kind of looking to have fun. Like, you can come in, you could be with her, you could do whatever you want, basically. Mm-hmm.
So with both of them, not just him.
Yes, yes. Okay. But
so they're looking for a unicorn. That's called a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a unicorn. Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, look at, I'm just, I had no idea.
Yes. Wow, I am very rare. Very rare. I'm single.
Well, you are a unicorn. Yeah. So it seems fitting.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. But I was honestly kind of interested in like getting to know and like being with a girl too, because it would have been my first time. So I was like, yeah, let's try it. I'm down. And we hung out a couple times. We went to the rodeo together. We did like a whole little trip vacation, and that was insane. Like, that was a lot of drinking. I feel like you kind of have to drink to kind of
in that setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's getting a little freaky too. Like,
this is you and the boyfriend going on a weekend.
No, it was all three of us and the girlfriend.
Oh, all three of y'all. Okay, the little thruple situation going on a weekend getaway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very fun.
Yeah. So you know what they say.
Yes.
Getting freaky deaky is okie dokie.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. Who was better, the boyfriend or the girlfriend? Who was better?
Better. And what? From what perspective?
Better. Better in the sack.
To be honest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Her. She was.
Oh my.
Yeah, I was very like passionate with her too, like sensual with him. Like, it was like he was fucking two girls, and it was like an amazing experience for him. So it wasn't really for like I felt like with me and her, it was like a new experience, because I think she was trying to get out of her bubble and do the same thing that I was doing, which was try things with a girl. And with him, he was like, I have two hot girls I can fuck. Like, like a rabid dog.
Right. Caveman.
But with her, it was nice. Like, it got like really kind of crazy. Honestly, we scissored and shit. Like, that, I've never done that before. And that was insane.
That's
like,
really a thing. I thought it was a myth.
It's an interesting, like, I guess when you're drunk, I didn't think it was a real either. Like, I was like, I'm too goofy to be like a South Park reference comes into my head whenever I think of scissoring. Like, I just didn't, but it was fun. It was fun. We ate each other out. I think that was what she was really, really good at too, is I was good at it too. I mean, I'm really good at both sucking dick and eating out, but
She's talented with your mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Make sure that's on your resume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Congrats on all of that. Like all of that. You're talented. I don't think I have the wrist strength for scissoring because, you know, don't you have to like kind of hold yourself up? Like,
yeah.
You know, I have weak wrists. Yeah.
Me too.
So that would be my downfall.
Yeah. I guess, you know, that's like the adrenaline thing, right?
Yeah.
Like when a mom lifts the car off her kids. Yep. It's the same idea. You're supercharged in that moment.
Yeah. Supercharged for scissoring. Okay. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind. Oh, yeah.
Supercharged
for scissoring.
That's a good one.
All right. So
then, so we went out to a bar, drank all night, and then came back home. She passed out, and then me and him had sex on the balcony. And the next day, she was like, "What y'all do?" And he was like, "Nothing." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Before I could even say anything.
Because you were prepared to.
Yeah, I was going to be like, we fucked on the balcony. I'm not going to lie about it. And so because he did, I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to say anything. Like, maybe he'll tell her later or something. Like, I don't know. Which he did. And then they didn't tell me about it. Mm. He did not tell me that he told her about what happened in Austin.
Oh my God, this is so complicated.
So much drama. Yes. Like, I did not expect, and it was kind of complicated because me and him were texting 24/7. Me and her were texting 24/7. So I'm like talking to both of them. I'm dating two people at the same time. That's a lot of work. Like, I don't know how people do that. I really don't.
Relationships one-on-one are hard enough. I can't imagine this fucking circus act.
Yep.
I know.
Yep. I don't know. I guess I live for the drama a little bit. So much fun. But we came back and then like we went to the rodeo, which is, you know, the honky tonk, whatever. And
is that code word for something else? We went to the rodeo.
That's right.
Both. Yeah, I went to the rodeo with him that night.
Rodeo
two times.
We all like going to the rodeo.
Yes. We were drinking Casamigos that night. Fucking tequila, man. Mm. I don't learn my lesson. I love tequila. I'll just keep getting crazy on it.
Yeah. They say it makes your clothes fall off.
It does. That's I've ripped those clothes off. I'm
ready.
But she overdrank. Like I feel like she would just always overdo it. She didn't have to do that, but she would just drink too much and then she'd pass out.
Trying to keep pace with you.
Yeah. And I'm like, girl.
You're a bartender, man. You're a professional. Drinking.
Yeah. Yes. So, I don't know. I felt bad. So, of course, you know, at the end of the night, we had fun where we were at and went home. She passes out, gets sick. And then I was mad because he was very, like, rude and disrespectful whenever we were leaving the establishment. He, like, yelled in her face and was like, "Shut the fuck up, bitch."
He was
in front of everybody. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh, no, y'all should have poisoned him in his sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how you do that, but...
Could have figured out a way, but I was like, I want to go home. Like, I was mad about that. I did not, like... I've dealt with men like that before, so I was like, red flag. Like, I'm getting the fuck out of here type of shit. But... I took care of her whenever we got there because she got sick. And then he pulls me away and then we start fucking again. Like, we're fucking everywhere. We're fucking in the kitchen. We're fucking on the balcony again. And then we're fucking on the couch. And this is where it gets like really like we're in missionary position. So he's on top of me and he's like, "I love you and I want to come in you." Whoa. And I was like, "Whoa, dude." And I'm like,
just got real.
And he's like repeatedly saying it. And I'm not being loud, like whatever, you know. Neither was he. I mean, not being quiet. He was being loud as fuck. So, of course, she woke up and she probably heard the whole thing. She was in the other room, passed out. And she walked out and she was like, "That's enough." And like, freaked the fuck out, had a whole meltdown. Like
mid thrust.
She was like, "That's enough.
Awkward.
Like, stop."
Oh, damn.
And I freaked out. I was like, that's like the equivalent to getting caught with like somebody that's actually like, you know, like, she knew we were fucking, but like that wasn't okay with her.
Yeah,
right.
And I didn't know about that because they had already talked about what happened.
Oh, shit.
So he went against her and did it anyway. And I'm like, this is, of course, typical.
He went against her and went against you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there were no boundaries set, of course. You know, it's just nude, I think, all three of us. But they said they had been in couples before. So I don't know, whatever. But
you
I mean,
in thruples?
Yeah. Thruples, my bad. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, I don't know. It's just really bad miscommunication. So then she started setting boundaries and I didn't like them. I didn't like the boundaries. She would get really jealous. She fucking like did this weird thing one night, like sucked the hell out of his dick. Cause usually I would suck his dick.
Oh.
And oh, like, did you guys have assigned roles?
I kind of did. Like, I would be, like, sucking his dick, and then, like, I would eat her out, too.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, she's fucking rude. Like, she needs to stay in her lane.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know...
Dick sucking is my thing, bitch.
Right. Like, I'm just thinking y'all needed to put up, like, a whiteboard with the days of the week and who has dick sucking.
Exactly. Dude,
exactly.
Who is on Tuesday.
Organize it out.
Yeah. I
mean, yep. Yeah.
Because after that tantrum, she just got really, really jealous. And I honestly, I'm not for that. Because I came in, I was like, hey, you know, I'm here to fuck. Yeah. That's it.
Right, yeah. And who was like, she to suck her man's dick when that's your job? She's fucking rude.
Yeah, she was.
She's rude.
Yeah, fuck her. Fuck her. So it fizzled out. I let it fizzle out. Like, they wanted to talk to me. And like, what's crazy is I used to have them still on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I just recently found out that Ken and Barbie are now engaged.
Shut the front door.
What?
Yes.
That, oh my God. This is the kind of follow-up
Yes.
Oh my God.
They got engaged when they went to Hawaii. So I went on my cruise, and then like that was when I got all the rest, because he was selling me some weed on side. So I got everything else I needed from him. I was like, I'm going to get one big
Wait. You can't shit where you get your water. You started fucking your weed, man.
No, look, I have a problem
can't
with
do that.
That,
my
I'm
friend.
Telling
you cannot do that.
I have a problem with that. It's like, no. I love it. I love the thrill of it. Like, I'm telling you, I'm crazy because that is so bad, so dangerous, but I love the thrill.
Damn. So what happens next? Are these motherfuckers going to procreate?
Probably.
Situation?
But honestly, I unfollowed them because I was like, that's disgusting.
Seems like a solid plan.
Yeah.
That shit'll eat your soul.
I think they were going to tell me before they went to Hawaii. And I was supposed to meet up with them and I never did.
Do you think he had two rings?
No.
Oh, that is a good question. Maybe you were gonna be the second fiance.
Oh yeah. Hell no.
It'd be like, what's that show, Sister Wives? Is that
Sister Wives?
I mean I wouldn't mind being on TV, but no,
it was kind of romantic, like, you know, Hawaii.
Oh yeah,
you could
Hawaii.
Get proposed.
They didn't invite me to Hawaii
places.
Though so
oh okay yeah. Well, they're
I think they were gonna be like, look, we're about to get engaged. Like, I think she knew. I think it was like a planned kind of thing. It was too perfect.
Interesting.
They posted pictures. And then like when I started school, it was like, and he like started seeing like my posts on Instagram because I just stopped talking to them. So I think he was watching my shit, got jealous. And then he finally posted the engagement pictures. And I was like, fuck you.
And the horse you rode in.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Fuck you.
Wow, Ken, man. Mm-hmm. Ken is going to make her life miserable.
Yeah.
Yep. He is a piece of work.
Yeah. He's
well,
a piece
and
of
you
shit.
Know, you got to imagine that this was partly a test him.
Oh, yeah.
Him, right?
Test her.
So what's next? What comes next?
Right. Because, men, they stay testing limits, you know?
Yeah, so he tested now, a lot.
You know, now he sees he can get away with this. And now it's like, it'll be... Two girls, three girls, four.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's our crazy. Little Ken sounds like a whore. I just had to rhyme.
He is a whore.
Just
he is
to close
whore.
It out.
He's a fucking man whore. I mean, he listens to man whore music too. Like, that's what me and him.
Is there man whore
music? There is so man whore music.
What is like, man whore?
You know,
anybody listens to
man whore music. I don't know.
The artist,
who to who?
Larry June. If anybody listens to him, he's probably a man whore.
Why does he like sing about like sticking?
No,
it
he's.
All the
I listen to Larry June, so I'm a whore.
Oh, you're a man whore.
I am a man whore. But like every guy that was like a douche, I mean, like huge douchebag, all listen to Larry June. I'm like, damn, like all of y'all, it's got to be a thing.
Hey,
it
has Larry,
the douchebag
don't,
soundtrack.
Don't sue us for this.
No.
No, we're giving Larry June some freaking free
any
advertising.
Press
okay,
is press.
It is
exactly
it is. Love him, so, love you, like totally. Yeah. I'll be. He listens. He does
unite.
Really motivational music, but it's like they're fuckboys who are like listening to Larry June to get their money up, but they don't even have their money up. Like it's weird. It's weird.
Fuck those man whores.
Yeah, fuck them.
So,
yes.
Double L,
yes.
Luscious
Lucy.
So what? Lessons?
Wait, if you've been eating chicks out, your tongue game is terrible. You're like a little Lucy.
Me or Luscious Lucy?
No, No, Luscious Lucy. She's like, oh, Luscious Lucy. You should have the best tongue game on this.
Her tongue is tired, right? Like, she's been doing a lot of work.
That is true. That's true.
She was on the schedule for all 7 days for the tongue work. So
two people.
Exactly.
That's like double the work.
That is true. That's true.
She should be getting overtime.
She's on the
time. I retract my comment. I retract my criticism.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was your question, Shauna? So
my question was, what did you learn from this situation, my friend?
I'm never probably going to date a couple ever again.
No? No more throuple action for you?
Maybe like if I'm drunk and it'll be like a one-time thing, but it won't be like a consecutive.
Ongoing.
Thing. Yeah, it's too much. I get that.
You know, like I said before, a relationship is hard enough. You introduce three people into a situation and hell no.
And there was so much miscommunication. I mean, especially on his end. That's why he's going to give her hell. Because
rough.
Talking to me passionately for a couple months and then just like, oh, hey, I got a girlfriend, by the way, and she knows that we've been talking.
Bad news bears, that guy. What about you, Double D? What did you learn from this lovely story?
I mean, I think if you're going to like hook up with a couple, it should definitely be hit them and quit them. Like, don't be trying to go on the weekend trips and we're not going to be texting every day. Like, that's too much.
It's
too much. It should just be in the moment and then you move on.
Yep.
Move on to the next house, you know? Yeah.
So Double D, I have to tell you something. So
you're part of a throuple.
I am. No, not really. But you should say that because so I have known Lucy for years and she told me this story recently. So full confessions, listeners, I had heard this story once before.
Yes.
But when she told me this story, it came out that she thought that Clark and I were swingers.
Yeah. I could see that. Oh, I could so see that.
Lucy,
you are not crazy, baby.
Okay,
you are crazy.
Well,
I can just see that. I can see that, honestly.
Three fun vibes.
That is hilarious.
They're very free and open. Yeah.
Well, I will say it's not the first time we've heard that.
Yes.
I went to an event for somebody who used to work for me one time. And afterwards, he told me, he said, oh, yeah. I said, we really enjoyed meeting this friend of yours. We spent a lot of time talking to her, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, yeah, she totally thought you guys were swingers. I'm like, so when Lucy said that, I died. I'm like, oh, my God, seriously. We give off swinger vibes.
Yes. No, y'all do. And you had a birthday party one time at a restaurant. And then it was like, I guess the restaurant was closing. And you were like, okay, hey, let's all go over, you know, to our place. And so it was a bunch of us that, you know, took the party over to the house.
Mm-hmm.
On the way over there, I called a friend of mine and I was like, yeah, so I'm on my way to this little after party. I don't know if these
swinger
people
party.
Are swingers or what.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Exactly. The fact that I was like, oh, I'm wondering what's going to happen at the house. I was really just.
Were you okay? But honestly, were you disappointed? Because it definitely wasn't a gangbang. I would remember that.
It would have been so fun to talk about, like, oh, I, you know, because I'm always going to go and see what's going on. And then I'm going to be like, oh, no. And I'm going to make my exit. But I at least have to see. So, yeah, I came. It was no swinging. It was nothing. It was just a regular drinking after party.
Yeah. Sorry
but
to disappoint.
I did wonder. I was like,
it's so interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, be proud.
I am, you know, and we talked about it quite a bit that day that, I mean, we're very nice, welcoming people. I love people, genuinely love people.
Yes.
So it's hard for me to not probably give off that vibe because I've got to be honest, it's probably more, let me ask, is it more me or more Clark?
You.
That's what I thought. Yeah, for sure.
Because
I get in with people and I get in deep.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know about you.
Yeah.
I want to get
That's how we got so close because we got, like, really, really deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely you, but I mean, Clark damn sure looks like he's down for the ride.
But
you
it was
know?
Also the friend that y'all brought around all the time.
Okay, yeah. Well, and this was what yeah. I always thought, because so we have a third wheel, mm-hmm. as we call her, and she mm-hmm. comes with us everywhere we go, basically. She's our best yeah. friend, both of our best friends. Yep. So I have now made the commitment to introduce her as my sister going yes. forward, because yes. although yes. maybe that won't change anything. Who knows?
You know, hey. Yeah,
you know?
No, yeah. no, people I'm, think I'm that the, me and my roommate, you know, fuck all the time. It is yeah. like a thing. It's very.
Do you?
No.
Okay, we're just
no.
checking.
I love her, but like not like that.
I yeah. love her too.
Exactly. She's yes.
I'm actually the platonic third wheel in a marriage.
Yeah.
And the husband always asks if I make out with his wife when we go on girl trips.
Oh,
and I'm like,
goodness.
No, like that is not a thing.
Wishful so thinking.
Yeah, I think he's mad that he may be missing out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I will tell you, the thing I take away from this story is red flags.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
watch
charge
them.
At him like a fucking bull,
no,
man.
No.
Yeah.
Do not be a thrill-seeking freak like me, please.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Enjoy my story and learn from my mistakes.
Yes. Well, that's part of yes. the point of our podcast
yes,
is so that other people can learn from or, you know, figure out some ways
or
to
not.
Take advantage of situations.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Or just do it
exactly.
differently. Try
yeah.
it out and do it differently,
yeah.
you know, address it. Because I didn't. I was just watching it. Like, I was watching the chaos ensue.
I feel like you were standing back with the evil mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, yeah. like, y'all going to fight? Let's watch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything.
My yeah. money's on you.
Yeah. yep.
Yeah. No, definitely your biggest mistake was going back for seconds. Like,
oh, yeah.
You yes. should have banged him yes. after the coffee house, mm-hmm. banged them both at a different time, and then just like blocked them, you know?
Yeah.
Just hit it and quit it.
Yeah. Well, in
That's
Double B, we
way.
Now have a new coffee shop we can go check out.
Yes.
So
we do.
Free titties.
And Beaver.
I got to find
yes.
my body stocking, though. So
yeah.
You're going to show out.
Yeah. I wonder if you get a discount if you show up in your own body stocking.
Exactly. And I'm like, hey, sis. I'm Double D. You can see why.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And
I may get a job. They may
your shift is over. You
exactly.
can leave.
Awesome. So. All right, listeners. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this amazing story. And keep an eye on our episodes because we're going to have Luscious Lucy back for another story in the future as well. So don't forget to tune in later and we will talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast. Make sure you follow our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and this will ensure you don't miss out on any of the head-spinning STD madness. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at STD Podcast Story to make sure you get the full picture for each of our stories. Sometimes we get pictures to supplement our stories, and that's where you'll find them. You can also tweet us your thoughts about the stories at STD Podcast Story. And for the real heavyweights, if you'd like us to share your story, email it to us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. Extra cool points if you supplement your story with pictures. Now, get out there, do some stupid shit, and don't forget to tell us all about it.